Thank you very much for being the Golden Dogs here on
WFMU.
All right, the Golden Dogs. Wow, that was amazing. Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
That was great. That was great. I can't imagine how nuts you guys must go in front of an audience instead of just me standing here. That was
true.
Wow.
Well, you know, Joe.
Can I get in the spirit? You know what they say.
All right, so
can unring a bell.
Right. Do you want to can you read the songs that you played?
The first song we played was a song called Birdsong off our first album Everything in Three Parts. The second song we played was Bastards, also from the first album. And the third song we played was
Weapon.
A Weapon, which is not on any album yet. It's in the album In Our Minds, which will be out next year probably.
It's called a Mind album.
It's called Some Kind of Weapon, actually. And then the fourth song was 1985 from the album Big Eye Little Eye, which is out now, the most recent. And it's a McCartney cover from Ben on the Run. And the last song we played was a song called Burst.
Dark Room.
Oh. Wow, we played a lot of songs.
Come Back to Haunt You or Dark Room. We're not really sure.
Oh, that
yet to be titled.
Yet to be titled?
Yeah.
That sounded great. And
thanks.
So now have you started recording any of these newer songs? Or
no, demoing. No, not even demoing. We did...
did a couple, like, sketches.
Yeah, just like eight-track style.
Rough
like
draft.
Home recording type stuff.
Right, and Big Eye, Little Eye came out, I guess, about this time last year on Yep Rock, or
yeah, that's right,
August 2006.
Oh, it was August, okay, and then but it had been out in Canada.
In Canada, 2006, yes.
Right, so it's been
a while.
Right, I mean, not for us. I mean, we're like, oh, this is a great new album. You guys are like, oh yeah.
No, it just came out last week, actually.
we did have a 7-inch that just came out with Construction Worker on the A side, and we got our first official B side, which is called Lester.
Yeah, we didn't play that today, but it's a new song, actually.
Can I say one thing?
No.
You're a monster, Taylor. You're a monster.
now, what's can you give the short history of the band? Like how long, you mentioned the first album, which was, what year was that?
2003.
Right, and how long were you together before that, or did you have other bands?
A couple of years. I think 2000, late 2001, I think, was the original, like.
We've been married for 30 years.
Yeah.
We've been together now for 40 years. Well, this is the actual lineup that's been together for the longest, so I kind of...
The longest touring lineup,
really
for sure.
The Golden Dogs lineup, and this only has been going for 2 years, two and a half years?
Half. Two and a half,
almost
or so.
Three.
Yeah.
Three
like
in February.
Constant touring sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why we got... our live show's been getting tighter and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Of course, I don't know if we did that justice here. But
when did Superman join the band on drums?
Taylor's getting naked for those of you that
can't see. Yeah, for a little radio
sight
gig. And you're doing a tour with Sloan, which will be over by the time I play this next Thursday. But or are you going to be still going next week?
I hope so.
Next Tuesday is the last show.
Okay.
Next Monday is the last show in Chicago, and then Tuesday we drive back. Yeah, but we've been on tour with Sloan. This is tonight we're playing at the Bowery in New York, and that's show number 4, I think.
Yeah. They've kind of taken us under their wings a bit for this tour. It's
yeah,
nice. They're treating us nicely.
Amazing.
Nice.
So it's kind of surreal for us being Canadian and touring with Sloan, because it's like, you know, Sloan is Sloan.
Indie rock royalty, man.
Sloan's the best, isn't it? It's kind of weird, like, hanging
it's
out
a dream
with Sloan
come true.
And you know, playing shows with Sloan. It's just weird. I'll say Sloan at least 5 more times.
Now, you had played with them before this tour, though, right?
We played with them once before at the Toronto exhibition. It's like a big fairgrounds kind of thing, and there was a big show last summer, and they asked us to play that one, so that was cool.
Excellent.
It was sweet.
And Taylor went on drums and played Says What She Means with them for their encore. It was pretty cool.
Couldn't even tell.
Yeah, I actually didn't know.
We didn't know until afterwards. Like, he played drums.
Merch booth.
What?
It'll save them some switching, I guess, right?
Yeah.
He's going to be doing.
I don't think Andrew even knew.
I think Andrew said something after him, like, oh, you might take my job or something.
I think he said I quit, was
the quote.
Wow, well, excellent. Well, the Golden Dogs, and well, thanks so much for coming to play today. It was really great.
Thanks for having us.
It was really great, and you know, hopefully we'll see you again. Okay, anything, what's the next after the Sloan tour ends? Anything, just recording,
sure,
or that's up in the air?
I hope it's recording.
It's up in the air. We might be coming back to do a big tour of the States with a band called Electric Six.
Oh, yeah,
October,
they've been here.
November.
Yeah. Great.
So that's kind of far on the horizon, but that's what's next for us, I think, for the States side.
All right. Excellent. Well, thanks again.
Right. Thank you.
And thanks to Diane for engineering.
Yes, thank you. Yes,
she said she likes 100%. The Bob's Big Boy on your dashboard of your van.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. We an obese child is the symbol of their restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're
going
to have to get them to sponsor our show soon.
Yeah. Oh, man, you caught me on my birthday, man.
We got that Bob's Big Boy thing when we were broken down to Toledo.
Yeah,
I think.
Our van broke down.
And we met the nicest mechanic in Bowling Green, Ohio, I believe, after that. And we got stopped at a Big Boy restaurant. Oh,
yeah.
Those are good times.
Yeah.
And then we went down to South By and had a great time there. So
nice. All right. Excellent. So the Golden Dogs. Thanks again.
Okay, thanks, Joe.